This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 800-259-5791. The Tuesday night edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the archives, which is a big feature. We actually were praised from one of our emailers recently because everybody else in the talk radio business seems to want to charge $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives. We give them to you. Ho-ho! So radical, so revolutionary. It's free. Freetalklive.com. In fact, we give you the last 7 months' worth of the show right there on the front page of the site. You don't even have to have an account or anything like that. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, usually on this show, Manwich, considering it's a show about the listener and that the listeners can call in any time and talk about what they want, whether it be a personal issue, a political problem, 800-259-5791. Usually we kind of just stay away from the major news stories.
We do, generally.
Unless we can avoid it. And in this case tonight, we definitely want to bring you the latest because we've been following his case. It's, or I guess lack of case up until this point, Jose Padilla.
Well, I wouldn't say that this is even the major news story, as crazy as that may seem. You know, I mean, there's...
True, it's not leading the news. There's a different terrorism-related story leading the news. We'll talk about that as well, because it's related. But before we do all that, we got to go to the phones, because it's the show about your calls.
Okay.
And if we start the show with a call on the line, we go to it. Let's talk to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich, and you've made notes tonight, haven't you, Tim?
Yes, I have. That's
all right.
Say that.
What's on your mind?
A kid who sits next to me in civics today brought up an interesting point. And he said, there's one thing that I won't do for a teacher if they ask me to. Erase the chalkboard.
Why?
I was just wondering why. Oh. He says, my parents are paying the teachers to do their jobs and not have me do it for them.
Good point.
Mm.
Can I ask, what is civics class? I never had to take this class when I was in high school.
Actually, it was just sort of like we had a little bit of free time at the end of the period, and he said this to the teacher.
Okay. So well, what is civics class? I don't know what it is, Tim.
It's actually about the government and its workings and everything, which is interesting.
It's not because down here they call it government class. Are there two different classes? Is there a government class at the school you go to, or do they just call it civics there?
I don't think so, but...
Hmm.
We go into more depth with, history having to do with, the Supreme Court. Like, that's what we're doing now. And
gotcha.
Amendments, which was what we were doing not too long ago, and stuff like that.
Well, I would say the guy in your civics class, now, if I were your teacher, I would say, little Jimmy, erasing the chalkboard is training. It is education. Now get up and erase the chalkboard.
Don't you want your bonus points?
The fact is that besides learning academic stuff, schools to teach you a lot of different things, like social interaction, how to deal with a superior, all those kinds of things. So, there you go.
All right, Tim. Anything else on your mind tonight?
On a Jack Thompson note, I've been playing M-rated games since I was 9, and I've never been in a fight. So
you mean you don't have a desire for blood, a thirst for death and destruction? All right, Tim. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. Yeah, I was watching R-rated movies since I was 6 or 7 years old and playing violent video games since they started becoming violent. And I'm all right. Just all right, though. 800-259-5791. So we're going to get to the Jose Padilla news, but the big story today is about a guy named Ahmed Omar Abu Ali. Now, I've never heard of this dude before.
Me either.
But he's leading the news today. Apparently, he has been found guilty by a jury. I think it's a grand jury. Abu Ali, a 24-year-old U.S. citizen, born to a Jordanian father and raised in Virginia, could get life in prison on charges that included conspiracy to assassinate the president, conspiracy to hijack aircraft, and providing support for al-Qaeda. The jury in this case deliberated for 2.5 days. Before coming back with the guilty verdict. Now, Mr. Abu Ali claimed that Saudi authorities whipped and tortured him in order to extract a false confession. And the jury apparently didn't believe his claim in that case. Although, is it so unbelievable that
you know, if I was on that jury, I'd believe it. All the news stories we've seen about secret prisons, secret CIA prisons, and the drop off of prisoners in other countries so that they could extract our and do our dirtiest work for us.
Of course, the way they pick juries ensures that the dumbest of the dumb and the most gullible of the gullible are the ones that actually get on the juries. That's the way they want them, so they can basically manipulate them to the verdict that they would prefer. They're going to be taking this guy's case up to a higher level court, so it's not all said and done quite yet. And of course, Jose Padilla is a totally different story. But on a side note, Manwich, we talked about a little fully informed jury protest that we did recently on the show. Kind of described how you and I and four other Free State Project members here in the area went down to the courthouse. And we handed out Fully Informed Jury Association brochures, little trifolds, gave about 60 of them out in less than a half an hour. And it was a very successful outreach event. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the purpose of it is to let people know, let potential jurors know, that they actually have the right in America to judge the law itself. When you're sitting on a jury, it doesn't matter if you're on a case about a murderer, a murder suspect, or a case about a drug dealer, whatever. If you think the law is wrong, if you think that the war on drugs is just stupid and asinine, and you want to let this alleged drug dealer off just because you don't agree with the laws, you are free to say not guilty based on your feelings of the law. That's what the Fully Informed Jury Association is all about, and that's what we were doing. Well, coming up here within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be doing a little bit of an interesting experiment.
Oh.
Because we have an opportunity that is, I think, pretty original. We're going to be doing another Fully Informed Jury Association outreach here in the Suncoast area of Florida. But there's going to be an interesting little twist. I have a jury summons.
Yes, I've seen the little piece of paper.
Yes, indeed. They have unknowingly, unwittingly sent me a jury summons. And so we're going to operate things a little bit differently this time. This time, we're going to have our crew of dedicated Free State Project activists outside the courthouse, just like we did before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be handing out the Fully Informed Jury Association brochures and the trifolds. Except I'm not going to be participating in the outreach this time. I'll be undercover.
Undercover?
Yeah. I'm going to be going into
the Free Talk Live exclusive.
Right. I am going to be going into the jury selection room. I'm going to walk in just like I'm any other juror. Going to blend in, you know, act like I don't really want to be there that much and, you know, just kind of be indifferent to the whole process.
Well, you don't really want to do jury duty as much as you want to just sort of fiddle with things.
Well, so here's what I'm going to do. So you guys are going to be out front giving out the Fully Informed Jury Association information. I'm going to be going inside. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to see what these people that take the FIJA information are actually doing with it. Because it's one thing to hand somebody a trifold and think that they're going to read it, but you never really know.
Sure.
So I will know, because I'll be in that room, and I'll be watching them to see how many of them read it, how many of them are using it as a bookmark, how many of them are throwing it away, that sort of thing.
Some will be doing all of that.
Yes, and I'm going to focus in on one of them that is actually reading it, and I'm going to give that person time to go over the information. I'm going to approach them innocently, and I'm going to say something like, "Hey, I saw those guys out front handing out those brochures, and I didn't get one of them. What's that? What is that?" And just see what they have to say about it. Just a random sample. It's a case study. I don't know if this person's going to be intelligent, sharp, or total dimwit, but I'm going to find out whether or not that person understood the information that was being presented to them. I mean, it's a simple message. You get to judge the law. But do people get it? We'll find out. And of course, I'll report all the details here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll give you the information on Jose Padilla. He might actually be going to trial at this point after 3 years of sitting in a brig. Oh, shouldn't we pull up the Fifth Amendment and check on that right to speedy trial? Let's see if that's still in there. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the second American revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll free. 1-800-259-5791. You bring up what's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever. 800-259-5791 will allow you to take control of the airwaves. And you can actually join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on our updates list, you'll know about it first. And you can sign up for free, of course. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So it's been over 3 years, I believe, that Jose Padilla has been sitting in a Navy brig, just being held there. And this is, of course, the United States, where our Constitution enshrines certain things about, you know, the right to a speedy trial and the right to face your accusers and, you know, various different things that sort of set us apart from the rest of the world and their crappy justice systems that they have. Now,
Or worse.
Yeah, we certainly don't have the greatest justice system here in this country, but it is better than some of the other countries out there. However,
probably the majority of them.
Yeah. However, the Padilla case has been a real shot to the face, a real right hook to the eyeball, basically, of the justice system. Because basically, what you have is a man who has been held without charges for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's unacceptable. And finally, the there was a federal court, I believe, that ruled 6 to 8 months ago that he is to either have been charged or released.
Right. And that case was going to the Supreme Court and was going to be heard and then decided upon relatively soon.
What's happening now?
Well, let me start in the article and I'll tell you what was going to happen. Jose Padilla.
From the AP.
From the AP, yes. Jose Padilla, a U.S. citizen held in a Navy brig as an enemy combatant for more than 3 years, was charged Tuesday with being part of a North American terrorist cell that sent money and recruits overseas to murder, maim, and kidnap. However, absent from the indictment were sensational allegations made earlier by top Justice Department officials that Padilla sought to blow up U.S. hotels and apartment buildings and planned an attack on America with a radiological dirty bomb. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez wouldn't say why none of these allegations were included in the indictment, commenting only on the charges that were returned by a Miami grand jury against Padilla and four other alleged members of a terror cell. The indictment alleges that Padilla traveled overseas to train as a terrorist with the intention of fighting a violent jihad.
You know what really bugs me? The whole intention. Oh, he had an intention of being violent. He had an intention of doing terrible things. He was planning on blowing things up, and we think he sent money and recruits overseas. I mean, they come out later on with the actual charges that he's facing, and they're conspiracy charges. We'll get back into that. Keep going, man.
The charges are the latest twist in a case pitting the Bush administration's claim that the war on terror gives the government extraordinary powers to protect its citizens. Of course, Padilla is a citizen. I don't know if he's being protected. On one side, against those who say the government can't be allowed to label Americans enemy combatants, and I don't know what an enemy combatant is, period. So I don't think
they do either.
I don't think they should be able to label anybody that, personally, and hold them indefinitely without charges that can be fought in court.
So let's review the two sides here. They're saying it pits the Bush administration's claim that the war on terror gives them extraordinary powers to protect its citizens. So we live in a country now where if you just declare that there's a war on something, your government gets extraordinary powers. Can we check the Constitution? Does it actually say there in Article 1, Section 8, or anywhere in the Constitution that if the president declares a war on pencils, that they get extraordinary powers to detain pencil manufacturer agents and resellers and middlemen? I mean, how insane is that idea?
Well, it's insane because the president can't declare war on anything.
That's true.
The Congress declares war. Okay, so we don't have a war on terror, we don't have a war on drugs, we don't have a war against Iraq, and we don't have a war in Afghanistan. We just have the president moving troops around.
And we have public relations.
It looks like a war, it acts like a war, and it smells like a war, but it is not a war.
Yeah, just because you have government bureaucrats and elected officials getting up on podiums and pounding their fists and talking about how they're going to put a stop to this terrorism with their new war doesn't have anything to do with the truth.
Right. Well, the thing is,
or our Constitution.
It's like they want it both ways. The president doesn't have a war. He didn't do what it took to get a war. He didn't get Congress to vote on a war.
And they haven't since World War II?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't get wartime privileges. You want wartime privileges, Georgie? Declare a war.
Well, even under a declared war, you still don't get to do what they're doing now. You don't get to hold people indefinitely without charges.
I agree, but we shouldn't be even facing that question.
Right.
That question hasn't been faced in 60 years.
Yeah. So what you have is you have the two sides here, the Bush administration side that just claims they can do whatever they want to do.
President.
I'll label you an enemy combatant.
I'm president.
Yeah, and then there's the other side that says, wait a minute, hey, excuse me, there's a constitution here still. Did you forget about that? So that's the two sides that we have here. One is the out-of-control, tyrannical, despotic government that we have elected, and then the other one is the people that actually remember we have some principles, or are supposed to have some principles.
Some principles. I wouldn't say that the side that's pointing at the Constitution necessarily is principled about the Constitution.
Well, certainly.
It's a very large, it's a large contingent.
But at least they remember that there is a Constitution.
Yeah, but
I don't think George is aware that there is such a thing. I mean, he did swear an oath to it and everything, but obviously that doesn't mean much.
Well, you know, I'm sure it's whenever it's convenient for him that he mentions it. By charging Padilla, the administration is seeking to avoid a Supreme Court showdown over the issue. In 2004, and they were going to lose. In 2004, the justices took up the first round of cases stemming from the war on terrorism, and Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who was retiring, wrote, "A state of the war is not a blank check for the president when it comes to the rights of the nation's citizens." So, George, wisely, avoided the shamefacedness that's going to come from this. I mean,
yeah.
he's going to be scalded
by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and
so have they successfully at this point? Have they successfully totally avoided that case?
Yeah. Well, Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez, my favorite guy, he says that well, now there's no case, now there's no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very sneaky.
Yeah.
All right.
Jenny Martinez, a Stanford law professor who represents Padilla at the Supreme Court, said there. There's no guarantee the government won't do this again to Mr. Padilla or others. The Supreme Court needs to review this case on the merits so that the low court decision is not left lying like a loaded gun for the government to use whenever it wants.
Yeah, that's right. The lower court decision was in favor of the
It was a lower court.
Ah, yes.
Padilla's appeal argues that the government's evidence consists of double and triple hearsay from secret witnesses, along with information allegedly obtained from Padilla during his 2 years of incommunicado interrogation. Now, here's a couple of problems.
Secret witnesses?
That's a problem.
Hold on. We'll discuss that more, but let's go to the phones to Rusty in Thailand. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? I've been tracking this for a while.
Yes,
sir. Has anybody ever interviewed Padilla or his lawyer and ask specific questions? Anybody had access to this guy?
Just his lawyer. As I understand it, just the lawyer, and she's had limited access.
Yeah, because I've been reading about this briefly, because this is what makes this case so unique. He was captured in Chicago, not overseas.
Right, O'Hara.
Coming in from the airport. Yeah, O'Hara. And he's 100% American. He's a convert. But my thing is, what it is guilt by association. If you form a group and say, we think the American government is crooked and we should overthrow it, we want to raise money to achieve this purpose, is that anything different than having associations with people that the mainstream doesn't agree with?
I mean, it's outrageous. I mean, that we are raising money here on Free Talk Live in order to spark a bit of a revolution. Rusty, thanks for the call, man. We got to go. 800-259-5791, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Snap, crackle, and pop. Hear that at breakfast, and it's... Hear it on the road, and it's... Hope you had your Wheaties, because if your spare doesn't have air, you're out of Lucky Charms, right? Nope. And I'll tell you why in 30 seconds flat.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like you just made shredded wheat of your tire. And you forgot to check the spare for air. What's better than Captain Crunch to the rescue? A zero-pressure tire made from polyurethane elastomer that has serial benefits, from convenience to safety. In most cars, a high-pressure spare sitting dangerously near a car's gas tank can act as a catalyst in rear impact collisions. A zero-pressure spare reduces the risk of explosion, while outperforming standard donut styles 40 to 1 in mileage and maneuverability. And in the words of Tony the Tiger, that would be great! I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. So take advantage of them. FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about Jose Padilla. He has been held for about 3 years of his life in a Navy brig somewhere in, I'm not even sure where it is. But the only...
moved around.
Yeah, the only person
court
that...
court case is going to be in Miami.
Right, the only person that has been able to communicate with him has been his lawyer. And even that has been, I think, not really the best level of communication for him. As I understand it, now he is finally going to be facing some charges, and we're talking about the different charges that he is allegedly going to be facing here, which includes some conspiracy charges, the conspiracy to commit murder, maim and kidnap overseas, also providing material support to terrorists, and conspiracy carrying a maximum prison terms of 15 years each. And we just had Rusty on the line from Thailand, and as he pointed out, this guy, I mean, he gave money, allegedly, to a terrorist group.
Well, that's
right?
The only thing that they can, like, is truly a provable thing, in the sense that, you know, conspiring to murder, maim, and kidnap.
That's crazy.
I don't like, particularly like, conspiracy charges myself. It's like thought police.
That's exactly what it is.
And
so if I write a letter to somebody saying that I'm thinking about killing someone, I'm guilty of conspiracy, but I'm just thinking about it. I haven't done anything yet. Even if I go and purchase all kinds of weapons and body armor and, you know, it looks like I'm getting ready to go rob a bank or something like that, it's not actually a bank robbery until you do it.
You know, and the thing is you can come to your senses in the last moment.
Of course.
I would like to think that our legal system takes that into account, that you can, you know, get to that moment in time and not pull the trigger. Do I think that pulling out the gun is a bad thing and chargeable? Yeah, I do believe it is.
Let's jump back, Manwich, to the hearsay. Double and triple hearsay from secret witnesses.
Yep, secret witnesses and information that was gathered on him while he was 2 years incommunicado, his interrogation there. So we don't know how he was interrogated. And, it would be considered unfair to interrogate somebody who was in for, you know, bank robbery or something like that by, you know, playing loud music outside their cell and keeping them from sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the little quasi-torture tricks that the feds are so likely to use.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not torture. Making, you know, playing loud music isn't torture. Making it so cold and not giving a guy a blanket, that's not torture.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, when they offer... these other opportunities to get out. Well, you know, if you tell us what, we'll turn the heat up and turn the rock and roll music off.
Right.
Well,
right.
That, in my opinion, that is torture. And yes,
severe persuasion.
Yeah, it sounds like a plea bargain. Well,
right.
I consider that to be torture too.
Yeah. Do the rest down here.
Padilla was arrested at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport in 2002 after returning from Pakistan. Then Attorney General John Ashcroft alleged the former Chicago gang member planned an attack with a dirty bomb.
You skipped actually a portion here that I found interesting. Gonzalez said there was no longer an issue for the justices to resolve because, again, one of the reasons why they charged Mr. Padilla was because there was a case that was on its way to the Supreme Court where it was predicted, at least, that the Supreme Court would say, what is all this enemy combatant garbage? You're not allowed to do this. Who do you think you are, anyway? And so they didn't want to have a slap in the face from the Supreme Court, so they decided to charge this guy. Well, now Gonzalez is saying that, yes, Padilla will have his day in court. However, he won't rule out that Padilla could be reclassified as an enemy combatant at some point. What does that mean? I don't even understand this.
I would say that's posturing by the Bush administration. You know, hey, you know,
we can do what we want.
We're giving up, but we could do it again if we wanted to.
Right.
Well, no, they can't. And that's why this Supreme Court case needs to go through anyway.
Yeah.
Sure, it's been rectified, sort of. I mean, they can't give the guy 3 years back. Mm-hmm. Not that he, you know, in a strange situation, he's probably going to get convicted anyway.
Well, yeah, look at the jury that just convicted this other guy. I forget his name, Ali Hassan or whatever. He was convicted, now facing a life sentence in jail for, I don't even remember what the crime was. But we talked about it earlier on the show. He was allegedly, helping out the terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's facing some severe jail time. I mean, these juries are likely to be the government's likely to use emotion. They're likely to pull on the jurors' heartstrings and say, look, we're trying to protect America from these terrorists, and you don't want to set these guys back out on the streets, do you? I mean, you would think Jose Padilla would be a little bit angry after being held for 3 years in a Navy brig. Maybe he would do something. Maybe he wasn't going to do something before, but maybe he will do something now if he gets let out. It'd be easy to scare the jury.
Here's what I'd like to see. Here's what, in my world, I would have liked to have seen the Bush administration show that, in fact, they had evidence against Padilla. I'm not of the opinion that the guy is innocent. I'm just of the opinion you should convict him, you know, try him, convict him.
Without secret witnesses.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And but, you know, and I was kind of expecting that the case was sort of very sensitive because he was connected to a lot of Al-Qaeda-type people. And I don't see any of that crap here. Now, the case comes up in September of next year.
Oh, so you're going to make him wait a whole year?
Another year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The case comes up September of next year, and hopefully what we're going to see there is Al-Qaeda, you know, intermeshed in Al-Qaeda, or maybe they're going to try to avoid that entirely, but I feel like that's, it just shows how these people are willing to do whatever it takes to gain power.
Absolutely. By the way, the case I totally blanked on there was the guy that was convicted of plotting to assassinate the president.
Mm.
Allegedly. Again, and I understand that this is a special law in America, that if you threaten the president, then that's a Secret Service issue, and it's a federal crime. I understand that, but it still ranks right up there in the whole conspiracy.
Well, this was a guy who threatened to kill the president outside of the United States, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, he was convicted by Saudis, wasn't he?
No, not convicted by them. They just allegedly beat a confession out of him. This is probably one of those situations where they kind of turned him over to the Saudis, or maybe they caught him and just happened to beat the hell out of the dude, and he confessed to it. His lawyers were suggesting that Al-Qaeda kind of gave this dude up, even though he wasn't necessarily a member of Al-Qaeda. They were suggesting that Al-Qaeda kind of set this dude up as a patsy.
Well, that's kind of how it was going in Afghanistan for quite some time. You know, they wanted to, that's one of the claims, is they wanted to get the rewards that's out for Al-Qaeda members, and so they'd turn over anybody that they could find.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Al-Qaeda member, here you go. And,
yeah.
You know, these are some of the guys in Guantanamo. I'm a mushroom farmer in Afghanistan.
Right. Right, so that might have been exactly what happened here.
Could have been.
Of course, the jury was scared to death by the prosecution in this case, and they convicted the dude. And so now they're looking
might
for
have
the
done field. It, who knows?
You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. If you got comments on the Padilla case, we would love to hear from you. If you're somebody that that thinks that he should be sitting in a brig for 3 years, now going to be a fourth year before his trial, and you think that's the right way to handle these alleged enemy combatants, these alleged terrorists, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, coming up, we're going to go to the email box from a listener who has kind of well, he wants to share his little story of liberty with us. We're going to come back to that. Your calls as well. If you make them, 800-259-5791. This is your show, and we're trying to restore what liberty we can. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the voting going on right now. It's a month-long process. You can only vote once per month, but it makes a huge difference for us. We are the number 4 podcast in the world. That's out of approximately 10,000 different podcasts. So being number 4, that's not too shabby. We'd rather be number 1, and if you go vote for us, it could happen at vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, it's happened in the past.
Yes, it has.
Vote.freetalklive.com. Being in the top 10 is a big help for us because it brings new listeners our way and new listeners coming across this show. It's only a good thing because they discover the message of freedom and liberty here on Free Talk Live, and that's pretty important in this day and age. And actually, it's interesting. We were talking over the break, man, when we were talking about the progression of Free Talk Live, because if you go to our website at freetalklive.com, something else we put on there is our very first show ever. You can actually go and listen to our very first show that we ever did from 3 years ago, over 3 years ago now, back on a little FM hot talk station here on the sun coast of Florida. And yes, the show structurally is the same. We still take calls about anything, political, personal, whatever. I mean, that's been the same way since day number one. But the callers are definitely different.
Right.
And so that's one of the major reasons why Free Talk Live has, you know, swung in a more pro-liberty direction as opposed to talking about breast enlargements, which used to be a huge topic on the show.
Huge topic.
Because, well, that's just, those were the types of calls we got when we were on that FM station. And I think also these days, the world situation has gotten more dire. I think the liberty that we're losing is going away at a quicker clip. And we're also more politically inclined these days. When we started the show, I don't think we even knew really about the Free State Project at that point.
No, I certainly didn't know about it. And you would have, when we started the show, I would have definitely called myself a Republican.
Right.
And you would have called yourself a Libertarian, but you didn't have the knowledge of Libertarian issues that you do now.
Plus, when you talk about breast enlargements on the air, it's fun, and it's an issue that people respond to, no doubt about it. And again, if you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it, 800-259-5791. But it doesn't generate emails like this. This one from Matt. He says, "Hey guys, love the show, listen all the time, but unfortunately not live. I rely on the podcast. I just wanted to share my story of the change in my life that I feel your show is responsible for." Any talk show can talk about boobs, but very few of them can get this kind of response when you talk about other issues. He says, "I used to be a very liberal person and believed that the way that we were doing things, although not perfect, was pretty close to the best that we could. I found your show after I bought my first iPod a few months ago, and I wanted to check out some podcasts. I saw your show, among others, on PodcastAlley.com and gave it a shot. I'm happy to say that Free Talk Live is the only one that I still subscribe to. I can honestly say Free Talk Live is the sole entity that was the catalyst in my drastic ideology changes. I always knew something didn't feel right, such as high taxes and law enforcement not serving the people, but rather the state. However, I never really understood the way it should be. I feel like I am much like Ian, as he describes himself as a free marketeer. I've started taking every opportunity to express the idea of a free market and the idea of choices in our lives. I really love the principle of I do not believe in or advocate the initiation of force as a means of achieving political or social goals.
It's very ideological. It's great.
And I've adopted it as the basis of my life. Naturally, I've met a lot of resistance from friends and family, and it's just...
No, we should use force! People must be forced into things!
Government is good! It's honorable! And it's discouraging, he says, that people are so afraid and doubtful of what it is I'm saying. How do you respond to people that just blow you off and give no weight to any of your points? Just wanted to share the story, and he says, have a good one. Thanks, Matt, for the email.
Ian doesn't talk to people that don't listen to his thoughts. I mean, generally, you don't come into a lot of interaction. You're a bit of a hermit.
Well, that's because I focus my entire life on Free Talk Live at this point. But I used to go out and do things and have a job and interact with the public. And used to have a Main Street job, as a matter of fact, man. And
yes, I know. I got it for you.
Yeah. No, I got it for me, but you were helpful.
Instrumental, I would say.
Yes. In regards to what do you do with those people, well, yeah, I would have to say that just go away from them. Just, if they're not listening to you at all, I mean, if you're trying to have a conversation, a serious political conversation with someone, and they just don't even want to answer any of your questions... Because that's one of the most important things, is asking questions. Whether you're trying to sell liberty, which we're trying to do every day, or you're trying to sell vacuum cleaners, you have to ask your potential client what it is that they want out of life. You know, do you want clean floors? Do you want freedom? What do you want?
And, you know, just like when you're selling vacuum cleaners, you're going to meet 99 people out of 100 that don't want a vacuum cleaner today.
That's true.
And
you're not going to be able to force that vacuum cleaner on them.
If you... Pick your most mainstream issue that you can and take the most mainstream view of it. Say you're, I don't know, Republican and you're pro-life.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a thought. I'm certain maybe you're not the most mainstream, but whatever. You're Democrat and you're pro-choice.
Okay.
Some people agree and some people don't. And moving them off of their agreement or disagreement in that particular area is going to be just as difficult, if not more difficult, than finding somebody who wants to talk about liberty and how it works, you know, and how it's going to work in solving just about every political problem.
Right. Plus, the other thing you're fighting against is you're talking to family members and friends. And, yeah, they do love you, and they do care about you, but they're also the most difficult people to persuade. I mean, you care about them, so you're trying to tell them about liberty and how freedom could actually help make this country work the way it was intended to. But at the same time, they're feeling like they need to prevent you from falling into this crazy ideology that has to do with getting government out of people's lives. We'll explore this a little bit more because it's important. It is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern-day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRImedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We're still inside hour number one. Got a whole other one coming up to here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com and plot yourself along with the hundreds of other listeners that have gone there and added themselves to our map. It's a worldwide map, so you can be anywhere and add yourself. In fact, it's a simple process. It just requires your name, and you can optionally add a photo of yourself and a little phrase to go along with yourself, and you'll plot yourself on our map. In fact, you can even see who's living nearby that listens to Free Talk Live. So go to map.freetalklive.com. We're in the middle of an email from Matt. Actually, we're done with the email, but we're responding to it. His question for us was, he's really excited about this whole free market, liberty, freedom idea, and he wants to spread it. He wants to share it with people, obviously, that he cares about. Because I want the people that I care about to understand liberty. We all want the people around us to feel the same way that we do. But unfortunately, it's unrealistic to expect that they all will.
Well, I can tell you that over time, the closest people to you will more and more see the relevance of your views.
Absolutely.
Now, you and I diverge on a lot. And I would say that because you stand in the principal area in a lot of issues and most of the issues, and I'm still, you know, in a lot of ways, I like the status quo.
Okay.
I've moved that direction towards principal, and whereas you haven't moved too much, no. Spanking, maybe you're probably a little bit softer on spanking than you were. You see parental rights in that area.
I just wouldn't use the government to enforce my views of spanking on others. That's all. If you want to spank your kids, it's your business. I think you're a lowlife for doing it.
Well, there you go.
But we're not getting into the sub-issues there.
But my wife has definitely moved towards...
Your wife, who is a government employee,
yeah,
and a statist.
Definitely moved towards the libertarian stance on a lot of things.
Well, it's a very persuasive and powerful stance. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If you really care about these people and they're just kind of blowing you off, leave them alone. Let them simmer a little bit. Leave them with a few interesting points to chew on and let them think about it on their own time. Because really, that's the only way they're ever going to come over. It is a long process. It may take you 5 to 10 years to bring somebody over to your side. And even then, they might not come all the way. You know, the older somebody is, the more likely they are to have their idealism kind of hammered into them. And they believe Republicans all the way or Democrats all the way, and they don't really know why that is. It's just always been that way, mm-hmm, for them, and it's hard for people to change. It's one of the most powerful things that we can do with our lives, change, but people naturally resist it because it's scary. It's new ideas. Wait, you mean I've been wrong my whole life? You mean there's a chance that I've been lied to and just have believed all of the lies my entire life? Yeah, there is a chance that that's true, but it's hard for people to believe it. So if you find yourself running up against a rock, just stop. Just turn around, walk the other direction, and go find some other people to talk to. Because like anything in sales, it's a numbers game, as you pointed out before, man, which you may have to talk to 100 people before you find one of them that is going to come your direction. But that's the one you want to find. Maybe you really don't want to spend the rest of your life with the people that want state involvement in their lives. Maybe they aren't the right friends for you. Maybe you should go find some principled libertarian friends, in which case you're going to have to do some searching because they're kind of hard to find. We had an email come in from a guy in Tampa who's never met a libertarian in his life. So we're working on increasing the pool of libertarians, but if you're out there doing the footwork, it'll pay off in the long run. You'll find some people who are in agreement with you. Hour number two is on the way, and coming up, we are going to be talking about...
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a...